Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Nearly one in five Wisconsin newspapers shut down in the last year. It paints a grim picture for the future of local news provided by journalists who live in the communities they serve. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
This year alone, 130 newspapers nationwide shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. But amid an increasing climate of misinformation and media distrust among some Americans, the news outlets they say they trust the most are community newspapers. Professor Robert Aisen at the University of Wisconsin at Madison says in this polarized climate, where people choose to get their news matters.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who air the most misinformation. Aisen says leadership is a major influence in this trend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or a disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce. One bill would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Matt Nair on Air.
Pete Schwabba, host of Night Light, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Joe on the line.
There's an article in the New Yorker. It's about Pete Hegseth, the kind of guy that you really don't want in a place of power. And apparently a whistleblower has let out that he was repeatedly intoxicated while acting in his official capacity. They mentioned that he had to be restrained from joining the dancers on the stage of a Louisiana strip club where he had brought his team.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine, man. You know, they had me afraid yesterday as I was watching the news, the weather, and so I was afraid that I was going to freeze to death this morning. I was afraid to even get up and go outside and start the car.
Yeah, it was frigid, but I mean, they got the roads cleaned up. I don't think we got that much snow.
No, man, you know what it is I'm sure that what the media does in alarming people and making them cognizant of the weather is a great thing, because I will tell you that, man, you know, I get a chance to go get in a car and I'm not out in the cold long, just long enough to get the car started and then to get out of the car to get here into the studio. But there are people who are actually out in this environment, walking to bus stops, doing all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I shouldn't make light of what the meteorologists are talking about, because it's a rough time of the year for people who aren't as blessed as I am. But the great thing is today is Thursday, and my favorite hour of the week, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1 Thingsville. Good morning to you, Doc. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you?
I am doing great. I am traveling today to Longevity Fest, which is one of the country's top aggregation and collection of doctors and practitioners and scientists who are interested in longevity science, the medicine that goes beyond conventional medicine to help with health, to help you live healthier longer. And they call it Longevity Fest because they get the most recent research and information. And I like to go to these events because I consider myself to be an ambassador of health, using the tools that I learned to tell my customers and the listeners about what is happening today, tips and pro tips of what you can do, simple and easy, to protect your body, your gut, your brain, and your eyes, your life. It's all one thing, and life is connected with your health, with your spiritual health, with your well-being. I mean, I feel like we have started to have problems when we made our body different compartments, and we put just name tags on disease states, not looking at just one person that we're dealing with that we want to be healthier, you know?
Longevity Fest. I like that.
The Longevity Fest
in
Las Vegas.
Oh, in Las Vegas. I was about to say.
I have to go there.
Oh, I'm crying crocodile. Calvin and I are crying crocodile tears that you're headed towards balmy Las Vegas.
Yeah, when my kids hear that, they tell me that you're going to have fun and enjoy your time. My team in the pharmacy tell me you're going to go gambling, and I tell them you don't understand that when I go, I am locked in the convention room until 6 p.m. and then I spend 2 extra hours at night, and I have to sleep early because the lectures start very early at 7 a.m. They do it in Las Vegas every year because of the nature of convention. It is cheerful, and life should be cheerful. Science and medicine shouldn't be dull and dark. We should always look forward to better days.
You know,
not just we're getting older that we're getting less healthy. No, we want to be healthier, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, this is a perfect segue into the conversation that you and I are going to be having this morning, 855-752-4842. If you don't know by now, that's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's with me every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you should tell somebody. Any questions you have about your health, you can chime in at any time during the discussion that Dr. Omar and I have. But he selected a subject this morning to talk about that is that all of us at some point in time are going to want to ask questions about, and that's Alzheimer's and dementia. And, you know, I keep telling people I'm 70 years old, and they say, well, you always keep saying you're 70. Well, because, you know, you get to a point where I go upstairs and I walk in the room and I say, now, what did I come in here for? And I start, you know, my mother, dementia certainly was a horrible thing that I saw with her. And as, you know, she came towards the end of her life, she didn't know anything or anybody. And so it wasn't the case with my dad, who lived to be a robust 94 years old. And he was still lucid throughout his entire life. But my mom, dementia struck her. And so when you start thinking, Dr. Omar, well, okay, I just came outside. What did I come out here for? Well, you know, I know that my life is full, and I'm engaged with my community nonstop. And so I'm dealing with a million different things in my community as my own family, and even dealing with my family. So, Dr. Omar, I guess I want to ask you, if we get to a point where we forgot something, and, you know, you're starting to age and get to where I am, should we be fearful of whether or not, Dr. Omar, these are early signs and early stages of dementia?
It's a very good question, and Earl, the short answer is yes. As we age, our brain gets old. Several things happen over the years. After 40 years of age, you start to sleep less. It's as if you feel your body doesn't need the extra hour of sleep. So I have customers on their 50s and 60s, they tell me, I only need 4 or 5 hours of sleep at night. Then we keep the discussion going. I'm starting to forget things. So brain health, we forget that. Heart health, our vasculature, our blood vessels, we forget that these age as well. And if we're not working on the structure and function of the blood vessels, it's also very important. We eat unhealthy food for so long that affects our brains. So what happens when I start to feel I am forgetting things? When I start to feel something is, where is my keys? This question is
right.
Keep going happening. What's the name of this person that I used to work with 20 years ago?
Yes.
That's a telltale sign that we have to start focusing on our brain health. And when we start to do that, there is some simple things that we have to start working on. The first, I have to get my 7-8 hours of sleep every night. That's number one. I have to focus. If I'm not sleeping 7 to 8 hours at night, there is a problem. My memory will be affected. My blood sugar will go up. My attention and focus will go down, because this is the time that the brain is detoxifying the body. Let's think of it this way. Our brain is 2% of the body weight, 2%, but it uses 20% of the body energy.
Wow.
Right? Let me tell you something. If you're fasting and you're not eating, the body shifts into a state of give sugar to the brain, because the brain needs to function. So brain health is very important, and we have to be careful about what we feed this brain. And when I tell you what we feed this brain, because I want to tell you, 60% or more of the brain is fats. Fats. So if you eat healthier fats, you have healthier brain. And healthier fats are going to come from omega-3s, more omega-3s in what you eat. You eat more food that's rich in omega-3, like fish. You take more extra virgin olive oil. You eat avocado. And you take omega-3 fish oil, 4 grams a day, or 2 capsules from a good brand. That's standard to start focusing on brain health. Standard, eat blueberries. Blueberries are very important, healthy for the brain. Feeds the brain antioxidant. Eat walnuts. Walnuts look like brain for a reason.
Yes.
Eat walnuts,
they
right?
They really do.
DHA and omegas. Eat breakfast. Sleep well. Exercise. 30 minutes every day. These are important tips. It's not just words we're saying. And I'm not preaching on something that I'm not doing myself. Try to exercise 30 minutes every day for 2 weeks and see how you're going to have more fresh of a brain. How are you? You're going to be remembering things better. Exercising, I don't mean walking. Walking is helpful to protect you from depression. You love to see the scenery. You love to see things. But walking is not the exercise I mean. I mean
resistance.
Weights.
Resistance.
Resistance exercise. Actual exercise, that's all investment in yourself 10 years later.
855-752-4842. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're talking about brain health. And all of us, you know, need to take heed to exactly what we're going to be talking about as we move forward in the show.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of tears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's Thursday, so that means you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Whatever you want to discuss is fine with us this morning. We're talking about brain health. You know, Dr. Omar, I will ask you, you know, we're just learning so much, you know, since we've been talking and having conversations with you. The brain health that you are talking about, what if I hadn't prepared myself early on? Is there such a thing as it being too late?
It's never too late. If you don't start today, tomorrow is too late. So I'm starting to have problems in my memory. I can always go to neurologist and get tested for Alzheimer, but I can start doing the early pro tips that I told you. We have several tools in the pharmacy that helps with brain health. An example of a friend, a pharmacist who was working on consulting, like he's working based in the company that he works with. He does consultation to compounding pharmacists like myself, based on his extensive knowledge of 20 plus years working as a pharmacist. So he was telling me, Omar, I was losing my mind, starting to forget my memory, and I was planning to early retire because of that. And then more than 10 years ago, the compounding world saw a new product called Synapsin, which is like a form of ginseng and riboside nucleotide, a form of nutrients that are taken that help the brain, taken as a nasal spray. So that pharmacist and consultant told me, like, I did everything I can, just like we hear in the in the song of the show. Did everything I can, you know. And then he told me the only thing that changed my course of my forgetfulness was taking this brain health specific supplement and medication called Synapsin. And he has been taking it. He told me, like, I've been working for 5 years extra now, and I feel my brain as sharp as it can be. So there's health pro tips that we can do, taking care of our bodies, of our food. And then there is supplements. And then there is also medications that you can take. And those medications can be prescribed and can be compounded. So that's why I developed a brain health consultation on wiltopiarx.com to help with specific plans for patients who are having problems with memory. And believe it or not, the time of rise of questions about need for those consultations was during the COVID, because we see a lot of post-COVID infection, long COVID memory loss, and forgetting. And I feel like I have brain fog. You hear a lot about brain fog, and you don't know about brain fog until it's lifting, because it happens very slow, that you would feel like I just kind of know what I want to do, but I don't know how to do it or where I have to go now. So having a sharp, when you say you are sharp, I like that you're sharp. If you are remembering yourself 10 years ago when you were sharp, that's a telltale sign you have to do something different to support and boost your brain health.
You know, Dr. Omar, 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, if somebody wanted to know how to get in touch with you, what would be the process?
They can call at the pharmacy, 262-429-9429. Leave me a message, or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, if by chance, you know, we're talking too fast and people don't have a chance to keep up with the conversation, what can they do?
Yeah, you can find the entire library of Civic Media podcasts at civicmedia.us/shows. You can find the Earl Ingram Show that has all of the In the Pharmacy segments. You can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts.
You know, Dr. Omar, I've heard people say, well, you know, Earl, as we age, you've got all this stuff that's in your mind, and the older you get, the more things, the more people you've met, all these different things, and so you can't possibly expect to be able to remember all of those things. But then I read somewhere where we rarely use 10% of our brain capacity over our entire life. So it can't be that the older we get, because we've met so many more people and we've got so many more irons in the fire, that that's an excuse for us losing our memory, is it?
Yeah, it's actually true, because the memory is a fascinating process in which involves several ways of interconnected steps within the brain. It's like, first it's encoding, which is the first step. In example, reading a book or hearing someone's name, the brain decides what is worth remembering based on the attention and importance. Then there is the storage. You store the information in the short-term memory, which holds small amount of information for a brief time, like a phone number you just heard.
Right.
And long-term memory, okay? Then there is consolidation of this information that strengthens the memory. Then there is a retrieval process. And this happens in a long and short and long period of time. So there is a very important tip that I can tell you to help your memory, which is deep breathing every day for a few minutes can help boost and sharpen your memory and help with this process of remembering and collecting and recollecting information. And instead of the 10% of the use of your brain, you can use 15% or 20%. Why not?
All right. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We'll take the phone calls on the other side. 855-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, and you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Nearly one in five Wisconsin newspapers shut down in the last year. It paints a grim picture for the future of local news provided by journalists who live in the communities they serve. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
This year alone, 130 newspapers nationwide shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. But amid an increasing climate of misinformation and media distrust among some Americans, the news outlets they say they trust the most are community newspapers. Professor Robert Aysen at the University of Wisconsin at Madison says in this polarized climate, where people choose to get their news matters.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation. Aysen says leadership is a major influence in this trend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or a disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce. One bill would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up a percent from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Said the night when
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, every Thursday, the best hour of my radio show every week. You know, you can call Dr. Omar at any point in the show, and then he'll give you some advice. You know, the one thing for sure about Dr. Omar is he's forever learning. And I can just tell you, not only if you look at me, you'll see, hey, that guy, something is going on right about him. Well, it's because, you know, I take the advice of Dr. Omar. And I've been doing that now, and I feel so great. I really do, and hopefully, you know, people tell me all the time, hey, man, you look great. I was at a funeral the other day, and the guy saw me, and a couple of guys saw me from when I was running my football league many years ago, and they said, man, he looks the same. It's 20 years later. And he's still, man, he's doing something right. I said, man, if you only knew what I knew. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
I went through menopause, and I was wondering about time-restrictive eating, if that's healthy for the brain.
All right, so time-restrictive eating or fasting, it's actually very helpful because it helps the body to get rid of the junk. And getting rid of the junk, the message that gets to be sent to every cell of the body that we're going through famine, so let's sharpen every cell in order to be protected. And time-restrictive feeding is good, but do I have to do it every single day? I don't believe in that. I believe in doing it twice a week, 3 days a week, a month every year, 5 days every month, but not every single day. And I learned this from the prophets, all the prophets, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Suleiman, every single prophet had fasting as part of what they were doing, but they were not fasting every single day. They were fasting, they were eating. Then a very important pro tip to you, time-restricted feeding, eat a very early breakfast and a bit late dinner. So if early breakfast at 7 a.m. and a late dinner at, let's say, 7 or 8 p.m. and sleep at 10 p.m., you can do that. The reason I'm saying to eat a very early breakfast, even eat early breakfast at 5 a.m., and the reason is because I want to always preserve the breakfast meal. This breakfast meal is protecting your body from having diabetes later on in life. And then eat a late dinner, do it twice a week, you're going to get the most benefit of time-restrictive eating. And the other reason for that is that we have seen the data for years for people that went through a keto diet and time-restrictive eating diet for a long, long time, and they were eating more fats and more avocado and MCT oil and all of that, and it was all good and looking nice and fancy. But the challenge is the data were showing high triglyceride, high blood sugar, and the body was thrown off from the keto phase that helps to support the energy to the brain very easily by eating just a piece of chocolate. So do it, but do it like mindfully, and do it just few days every month or few days every week.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, I've got a lot of texts. Let's see. It's a... Tony says it's a natural pathways. And then Tony says, has Dr. Omar read anything about ketamine being used to kind of reset those neural pathways to treat depression and PTSD?
Yes, I have been. Actually, we are dispensing ketamine to help with PTSD treatment and depression. Ketamine is approved for depression, actually, as nasal spray if a patient feels two antidepressants. And what we have seen in the clinical trials and the case studies, it starts working after 90 minutes, 90 minutes of using it. Patients use it only twice a week, two or three times a week, and the results are magnificent because it helps with forming of neurons in the brain. And there are certain precautions. There are doctors that do it, and we work with them. But it's kind of ketamine treatments are used in different clinics, and we are seeing the health benefits of it. It has low side effect profile compared to many other treatments. It's used intranasally under the tongue, and it's usually under supervision of the doctor or the practitioner. It targets the glutamate, the brain's most abundant neurotransmitter, which plays a critical role in learning, memory, and mood regulation. A pro tip to people who are going through the ketamine therapy, make sure after the treatment you connect with the right people, because it's as if you have a fresh look into life. Your brain and your neurons are ready to form new connections. So it's time to reset your life and connect with the right people. Don't get exposed to dramatic scenes of movies and TV shows. If you go to the treatment, make sure that someone is driving you back home. There are certain precautions, Earl, but I want to tell you that ketamine as treatment for PTSD and depression had a lot of breakthroughs. And I can connect Tom with people that are working with the ketamine therapy in Wisconsin to get the treatment. But it's not very popular, but it's very helpful. It has guidelines, and there are the studies, and I preach it to doctors all the time.
You know, Dr. Omar, so Tom from L.A. says, I have been getting all my supplements from Dr. Omar now, and everything has been great. So, but Dr. Omar, it's not just yourself that we should be looking out for as it relates to our loved ones and starting to realize, even our spouses and others, and start to see little things. And so how long do we wait if we're starting to see changes in our loved ones? And what is the process? Because you don't want to go up to somebody and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. There's a process. There's a way of doing this. Should we first begin by contacting a neurologist, or you know, can we do both? Contact the pharmacist, or which comes first, chicken or the egg?
I like what you say. Now you have a parent or a family member that you think they are starting to lose their memory. What do? I take them to the primary physician. I request a referral to a neurologist. I need full explanation of what's going on. I remember I have a personal story of my grandma who she was living with us. She was fine. I mean, she was living with us. She was staying with us. Her mobility was limited. Then I traveled to USA and left her with my family. And then my mother told me that she got sick. They did brain scan for her, and her brain, my cousin is a doctor. He's describing her brain. He says it looked like mashed potatoes. It's like he can see nothing in the neurons,
right?
And what he should see in the gray matter. And he was saying that the deterioration happened over the years, combination of Alzheimer, but also not being exposed to watching shows or doing brain activity. So what happens is that we have to be aggressive, do everything I can to help my loved ones. Let's start with from the professionals. Let's try to get diagnosis of Alzheimer. So if there is a medication that will help today to help slow down the progression of the Alzheimer. We're going to do that. And then we're going to start to look for someone like Omar, the pharmacist, to try to get the omega-3 and the supplements that will help the brain. Let's get them into the diet and the eating habits that will help them, help support their nerves and help to calm their brain so they can sleep better. Getting brain scan is important for the definite diagnosis, but I also want to tell you, Earl, that there is hope coming. Today, there are medications that help to slow down the progression of Alzheimer, but tomorrow, there are medications in the pipeline to help treat Alzheimer and dementia. And I couldn't believe it until I attended a seminar and a lecture by myself to see the new upcoming medications to help with Alzheimer. I've seen the case studies, and the medication is true and out there. It's just limited supply of doctors and the professionals that can work with it. But if you are interested to learn more about a new medication that would help with Alzheimer that's coming in the coming few years, check truebinding.com. As you say it, truebinding.com, T-R-U-E, binding, B-I-N-D-I-N-G.com. I have no affiliations with this company, but they have developed a monoclonal antibody, a new form of medications called TB006, T as in Tom, B as in boy, 006, that helps to target a specific protein in the brain. This protein is linked to 100 different disease states related to inflammation in the body, and contribute to forming toxic plaque and oligomers in the brain. Regulation of this inflammation have shown results with more than half of the people that went through the limited clinical trials until today. Some of those patients are parents of the doctors who actually created the medication. I've seen the videos before and after, it was great stories and great news. Now, this medication is under compassionate use, in which there is a fast track of the FDA to help provide it to more people. It's not available to everybody, but the nice thing is in certain states, there are doctors that are offering this medication. It's like a monthly IV treatment. It's very expensive. It's not yet out there and approved, but I just want to give you hope. If you want to see something that has really a lot of hope for Alzheimer's disease and dementia, go to truebinding.com, read about the clinical trials and the information of this medication. Again, it's not available yet to everybody. It's very limited people can get this drug now. But the more that I look into the upcoming treatments and ideas and science that actually works to treat Alzheimer's, not just slow down the progression of the disease, the more I get fascinated with science and research.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk a little bit more about these developing drugs and you know, where we are now. 855-752-4842. And whatever you want to talk about, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
What is this 15 people orgy that's going on?
A new Senate report says only 6% of federal workers go into the office 5 days a week. And the only federal workers showing up to the office are having sex with each other. Our report stated there was a 12-person orgy, but we have to issue a correction. It was 15.
It's not so bad working for the federal government after all.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Open hearts and songs of love and joy for every girl and boy. How easily we lose this feeling. We're together in this happy room. Santa's coming soon. I can see. Let's remember the way we feel tonight. The tinsel shining bright. This is how it ought to be.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, Dr. Omar, you are talking about the development of these new drugs and all the research that goes into them. You know, we're fortunate and blessed to be born at the time we are born in, because many of those who came before us were not able to. Research hadn't been able to develop the kinds of, medications and supplements that, give ourselves an opportunity to live longer, a much better quality of life. Where you're headed today is to talk about what a better quality of life as we age. Yes, it certainly is. Without question, something that points to the fact that our scientists and those it's why I don't understand people who don't believe in the scientists, Dr. Omar. The scientists do the research. You know, we've got a guy who's now they're trying to push Robert F. Kennedy to be able to be the guy who determines. What happens with our health. He doesn't believe in the science. It's foolhardy to say that this person who doesn't believe in science should be in a position to determine things that are going to be done to make people's lives better. Does that make any sense to you?
I think that anyone in this position should be believing in science. Someone who's responsible for healthcare, for the Medicare and Medicaid money, should be understanding and talking to scientists and understanding that the memos and the ideas and the research results that come out are very important to take a decision. Well, it's okay to believe in supplements or functional medicine or conventional medicine, but it's very important to keep the channels open, communicate, and reach the conclusion. To give you an example, I have someone that came to my office and she told me that her brother is having dementia and Alzheimer's final diagnosis. And he started a medication called Leqembi. It's an FDA-approved drug to help with Alzheimer's, decreasing the slows down the cognitive decline by 27% to over 18 months, which was unprecedented at that time. Leqembi is approved in January 2023, so it's pretty new. So that patient is taking this very expensive drug. The Medicare is paying for this medication. And it's very important to treat those people, even if the medication is costing more than $20,000 a year, because these medications are going to open the door to other medications coming down the road. At the same time, she was picking up, she was asking about best magnesium for the brain of her brother. And she was taking my recommendations to the doctor, treating the brother with the conventional drug, because she wants to make sure that the healthcare professionals around her brother are working together. This is science speaking. Science is telling us that magnesium L-threonate or magnesium threonate is the only magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. It helps with memory. It helps with better sleep. And if someone is taking it, it helps with their memory. Is this the definite answer? No, it's not. But we are trying to collect every point to protect our memories. So science is the key for the development of the nation. And science in healthcare, USA has been pioneering there. A lot of money invested in research. And we want to make sure that we protect the funds to keep this going in the right direction. We don't want to throw money into where it doesn't make sense. But if we talk about money for developing new vaccines, new medications, we don't want to be biased towards one opinion or the other, but we really want scientists to talk and to be taken into consideration for any decision that will affect the health of the nation.
All right, let's go back to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Ann, quickly.
Yes, I want to know about menopause and memory. Thank you.
One word, estrogen. Make sure you check your estrogen and you're not low on estrogen. Estrogen is the most powerful thing for a woman during menopause to help keep the brain and memory intact. So if you are low on estrogen, check with your doctor to get estrogen or hormone replacement therapy, because we hear it and we see it a lot in women with menopause that they have problem in memory. When we check the estrogen, it's low, replace it, the memory comes back. Research is out there, it's just a lot of research about how estrogen is important for memory. So please have your hormones checked.
Dr. Omar, thank you as always. Have a safe trip. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. See you on the other side.
All right. So we're going to be joined next by Major Beverly Bates of the Salvation Army as we talk about a great event in the city of Milwaukee, the 35th anniversary of Christmas Family Feast, where 5,000 people are fed on Christmas Day.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.